I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A child development ministry just passed a major milestone. Spokesman Tim Glenn says 2 million kids are now registered with Compassion International. As part of Compassion's program, a child living in poverty gets support in 4 areas that are critical to development: spiritual, physical, social, and economic. The program operates through local churches, which puts the good news of Jesus front and center. So what's next?
We are looking to be an innovative and progressive organization that's looking forward, moving forward, and expanding our reach and our movement. There are 1 billion children in the world living in poverty. Yes, we're excited about reaching 2 million of them, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a drop in the bucket. God has called us to do more, and we want to answer that call.
And finally, North America's largest student missions conference is just a couple days away. Hundreds of college kids will soon descend on St. Louis, Missouri for Urbana 18. Paul Borthwick of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says,
what we're doing is not just part of the global village or globalization or a current trend, but we're actually helping them to try to pursue God's heart for the people of the world. For example, we'll have Bible study and plenary talks by people who are Brazilian missionaries to Italy. And this gives our North American students the understanding that if they're going into global mission, it's going to be a global partnership, not just joining with a bunch of people, you know, from their own culture.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. It's also a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.